Hi, so welcome to another Revenue Hub podcast, part of the Who Are We series, where we talk to one of our expert partners. Today, we're delighted to be joined by Nikki Graham, Senior Director, Global Marketing of Sendine. Is that the right way to pronounce it? Sendine? I should know, I guess.
Sendine.
There we go.
But we'll forgive you this time.
Forgive me this time. I should have got that right at the first place, shouldn't I? Well, look, great to have you on board. As we do in these Who Are We episodes, it's really a chance. They don't want to hear from me. Want to hear from you about Sendine, what you guys are all about. So they can just get a better understanding of what solutions and what challenges you're able to help resolve for your client base. So let's start off with a pretty straightforward question. Sendine, can you tell us? I mean, looking at your website, you're very multifaceted. So maybe that sort of elevator pitch at the beginning would be really great to kind of kick things off.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for having us. Excited to be here and chatting with you today. Yeah, so Sendine, as you can see, we do a lot. We have a lot of products under our wings. We are the leading innovative cloud software and services provider for the hospitality industry. Mm-hmm. And we provide integrated hotel CRM, hotel sales, and revenue strategy technology platforms for okay. tens of thousands of hotels across the globe.
And I mean, that's you're covering almost the full journey there, aren't you?
Yes, we do. Yeah. So we have a lot of products, all sit within different clouds. And our mm-hmm. most recent addition is the Revenue Cloud, which was from an acquisition last year of the Rainmaker Group.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I read about that. Yep.
Yeah, a US-based revenue management software solutions provider. So we're extremely excited to have them on board. They've been an incredible addition to the team. They kind of based all over the globe and have integrated themselves across different continents with us. So it's been really fun and really exciting with what we have planned for the products as well.
And what was the starting point for Sendine? I mean, where did you guys first originate? Obviously, you've grown and expanded since then. What was your main driver at the kickoff point?
Well, so Sendine was founded by Charles Deo and his wife, Robin Deo. And they Charles now sits on the board. But in the beginning, which was over 20 years ago, around 25 years ago, actually, Charles and Robin founded Sendine based on basically a need and demand in the market. Both hoteliers with extensive hotel background were really trying to solve a significant issue in the marketplace with our tool e-proposal, which is under our sales cloud. So that grew extremely rapidly, and that product is in tens of thousands of hotels across the globe in some of the biggest brands.
Right.
And really was the foundation of Sendine. And then most recently, in sort of early 2000s, was when we went into our marketing cloud, really, and developed hotel CRM platform.
Okay, so yep.
Again, that's been going for quite a few years, a lot of heritage there. But the foundation of Sendine really was from the sales enablement e-proposal platform.
I'm with you. So it started with sales, then moved into the CRM, the marketing, and has now then expanded that further with the revenue management piece.
Revenue, absolutely.
So, I was going to say, what are the challenges that you look to resolve for your customers? But it's obviously multifaceted. I mean, you said there that your platform is across thousands of hotels, whether groups. I mean, is the majority of your client base large, medium-sized groups, or do you work with small groups, independent properties? Is there a kind of a Sendine client?
There is. We do actually work across all different types of hotels, just to make things easy. Mm-hmm. Our different products kind of serve different customers. So yeah. We do work from the small independent boutique properties who run very small teams, but then of course up to the large enterprise independents and then the big global chains and groups, small groups or large groups. So we really do cover it all, but obviously not each product fits all.
No.
So we have different products for those different types of hotels. So for example, within our marketing cloud, Hotel CRM, we have two actually that are available, Guestfolio, which is built for the small independent boutique properties, and then our eInsight platform, which is really the enterprise, very large and efficient CRM platform that is an intelligence tool for larger hotels.
I've got you. And because you cover so many different facets through the sales, through the marketing, through the revenue management, hotels are able to kind of pick and choose different solutions that work for their specific needs.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, obviously our the biggest part of what we do is being able to provide that kind of integrated solution mm-hmm. for hotels. So our goal is to make their lives easier and bring that data together, because we all know this using multiple different technology solutions can just be a mind boggle and frustrating, and our goal is to really bring it all together.
Anyone that's been in and around and reading anything in trade articles or on our site or through your blog's resources, it's all about the data now, isn't it? So, I mean, we're really developing platforms that can access the data in the way that we need to utilize it, rather than the data now sitting in these separate little silos.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the challenge with our industry is that the hospitality industry as a whole tends to work off quite antiquated systems, and you know, to say the least. Yeah. And you know, we as an industry need to technology vendors, as you know, as a whole, need to work together to enable to bring this our data together. And you know, there are a lot of really incredible startup companies that have come up in the past few years that are really pushing the boundaries of that. Mm-hmm. And you know, our goal as kind of this heritage vendor in the industry, we really want to be that, you know, connectivity point for these technology platforms, and to enable hotels to, you know, do what they need to do. And, you know, if they want to stay with the platform that they're using, but also bring in a newer piece of technology, we want to be that piece that can then connect it together.
No, that's a good point, because as you say, the hospitality industry is an interesting industry, and having that flexibility to not have to rip up everything that they've got to shift over to a completely new system. I think that that desire to change can often be held back by the fear of change as well. Mm. So being able to integrate another platform to support what they specifically need, but within the structure they have at the moment, enables them to move kind of at a pace that suits them, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, in the hospitality business, the goal is building relationships with people, and not kind of ideally not spending too much thinking behind the scenes about the technology that's running all of it. Yeah, and obviously technology is fundamental to enable, you know, individuals in their different teams to do their jobs, but ultimately they have to focus on the front line and be that, you know, reception and for the guests coming in. So mm-hmm. it's our job as technology vendors to work together to piece together the kind of antiquated systems, bring them and also revolutionize different platforms so that they, you know, more forward thinking and easier to use. And
so it's that connectivity and the evolution as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. With the growth that you've gone through, you've got a very broad and diverse customer base. I mean, what's your culture like? How do you balance that kind of working with a boutique and then working enterprise? What would customers say about you?
Yeah, well, it's a really great question, because yeah, that it can be a challenge when you serve so many different types of customers and you have different teams across the globe. But one thing that I can speak for myself, based in the UK, which is our headquarters are in Florida in the US, we have a huge team that's now international. And one thing that I can say wholeheartedly is that the collaboration that takes place between our different offices, our satellite offices and our other kind of offices outside of the US, is that we work extremely well together, and the communication channels are fantastic. And being able to bring those different cultures and learn from them has been one of our biggest, I would say, skills and assets. There's always a challenge with a company that for so long has been US based, which it was up until about 5 years ago, was when we really transitioned internationally. Right. And so when you've got, you know, kind of up nearly 20 years of mainly being US and then moving abroad and expanding so quickly, there is always a risk mm-hmm. of scrambling too fast. But I think that's one thing that we've really excelled at, and we have a fantastic team, both in the US and internationally. We're really excited about, so last year we had a follow-on investment from Accel KKR, and that mm-hmm. has really kind of propelled us in this growth strategy and plan that actually has brought us closer together, because everyone is extremely excited about what's coming. We've got pretty new leadership team as well that has just kind of taken this on board and run with it. And it's an exciting time for us, for sure. And hopefully, you know, for our customers as well, we have a lot of wonderful customer testimonials, which you can see on our website, some of the beautiful hotels that we work with across the globe. They've seen some incredible results with our products and hope to continue to do so. They're all just a pleasure to work with. And also, I love going to the hotels and doing those videos. So I can't complain.
Good excuse. I think it was interesting just picking up on the key word that you were saying there about collaboration, because it is a challenge wherever a company starts, whether it's the US, Europe or Asia. You know, when you suddenly enter international growth, managing that growth and also building the infrastructure that can support your customer base in its local market, where you have language and cultural differences that you have to adjust to. I was really interesting just listening to you talking, you know, that collaborating with your customers, collaborating with other tech providers, and then collaborating within your organization seems to be a very strong cultural underpinning word and philosophy.
Yeah, and I think maybe it's because you know, I've been based out of the US for the whole time that I've worked at Sendine. So for me, mm-hmm. it's paramount. But we have so many people that are kind of set remotely or from different offices. Again, for them, it's also paramount. So I think having that culture instilled in us has made, you know, make sure that we do carry that through as a core value of what we do. And what we strive to, you know, enable our customers to do as well, because a big part of what we provide as, you know, solutions are the collaborative piece. You know, you need to be able to work together with your different teams to bring that, you know, that all together and strive for the same goal.
Absolutely.
So we're trying to kind of live and breathe what we're selling. Hopefully.
That's always the challenge. Well, it's coming across in this conversation.
Great.
So you're doing your part. You mentioned about the investment. I mean, where you can, and obviously not wanting too many spoiler alerts or too much sharing of confidential information at this point, but can you kind of signpost us towards some of the things we should be keeping an eye out that are going to be coming from you guys over the course of this year?
Yeah, so in March at ITB Berlin, we will be announcing some really exciting news, and that really speaks to the collaboration that we just talked about, and that our goal really is to be that connectivity piece for hotels. So we're working extremely hard, our developers, our product teams, to kind of obviously deliver on the products that we have at the moment, sure. but also look to the future and make sure that we can bridge that gap.
Yep.
The connectivity between our CRM and our revenue management platforms is progressing really well. It's extremely exciting to have that cut piece coming together. And that's just one small element of that. So yes, we'll be sharing more at ITB. So watch this space.
Absolutely.
Lots of exciting news coming out. And I think, I'm sure there will be soon after that as well. It's fast train that we're on at the moment. For sure.
Well, we'll be doing our best to be running alongside you and supporting and get that message out there as well. So as
Great.
You say, I know you've got to be careful what you're saying at the moment, but I think we can hear in your voice that there's a lot coming up that you're excited about.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, these are just short conversations to give a kind of a flavor, and I think it's been great of you to find the time and to share with us what you guys are all about, and more importantly, for us to get a real understanding about the culture of the organization and where you're going. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you'd like to share, or have we pretty much covered everything that you wanted to get across?
I think we've covered quite a lot. I'm just having a think. Yeah, I mean, yeah, lots to come, I think, is really the thing to
That's
end
the
on. And hopefully, yeah, we keep running alongside this fast train and keeping up, which is exciting.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, great to have you with us. Really appreciate you finding the time. I know it's a crazy period for you running up to ITB, so we really do value you carving out some time to speak to us. So thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Take care.